This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and Dean Obadalla joins me, comedian and host on Sirius XM Radio. Dean, welcome.
Thanks, John. How are you?
I'm good. We have a mission, and the mission is to really take down Valentine's Day, this holiday that's coming up just a few notches. Are you down for that?
I'm completely ready, John. 100% on your side.
All right, great. America has certainly shown its talent for innovation. It's not just light bulbs and electric starters and computers and 3D printers. Consider the genius, referring to Valentine's Day, of taking an old Catholic holiday created by Pope Gelasius I to Christianize a Roman festival of pagan excess and call it St. Valentine's Day. Originally, it was all about purging pagan rituals from the faithful, but over the centuries, it morphed into a celebration of love and brotherhood. And then, when the Americans got a hold of it, they said, this St. Valentine's Day festival needs a good brand. So they came up with a big red heart. That should do. We'll make it about much sexier romantic love. Forget the brotherhood. Top it off with, sorry, Pope Gelasius, some brand new pagan rituals, and now you're talking.
This Valentine's Day, the perfect gift is the new Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram. It's like giving her a hug she can wear.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, size really does matter. So if you want to score big points with your Valentine, go big with the big hunk of love bear from Vermont Teddy Bear.
Hi, it's Hillary calling from Petaluma, California. Valentine's Day is a manufactured holiday, manufactured by capitalism, and I look forward to loving my husband every day.
Martin in Charlotte, North Carolina. My take on Valentine's Day, I absolutely loathe it. Valentine's Day has no real meaning to me. Buy some candy, a card, go out to dinner, get it over with.
There is plenty of Valentine's Day invective out there, don't you think, Dean?
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting how people, the line is not gender specific, because I've actually did my own sampling on Twitter and on Facebook in the past. And there are women who hate Valentine's Day and find it as artificial and fake as men, because it's clearly a contrived day, which you're forced to be romantic and quote, I'm doing air quotes right now. And it has no connection to your relationship. And I wish you would have come up with a Democratic debate last night. They should have asked them if they're in favor or against Valentine's Day.
Well, Seattle, Washington, one of our listeners said, Valentine's Day is ridiculous, an invented holiday to make money off of gullible people. If you have to wait for a manufactured holiday to tell your partner you love them by buying them crappy candy and overpriced flowers, you have problems. Or La Grande, Oregon, I got dumped 3 days ago. Definitely not looking forward to Valentine's Day. Ouch.
Although I will say one slight pushback. There are people who will say all the time, you don't need a day to tell me to bring flowers or be romantic. But I often ask those people, are you romantic any other day? Because perhaps for them, that's the one good thing about Valentine's Day. For me, though, honestly, I'm in a relationship long term. If the only day I was romantic or said, let's go to dinner, was one day a year, we wouldn't be together.
Yeah.
I'd be alone right now. I'd be on one of those dating websites. So to me, Valentine's Day should be like that Cialis moment. Your eyes meet and bingo. It's romantic. It shouldn't be contrived.
Cialis moment. You're selling something there, Dean. Portland, Oregon. I'm getting married, but I couldn't care about Valentine's Day with regards to my relationship. I'm shown love every day all year, but this is perfect. As a server in a restaurant, though, that day is a gold mine. I love that one. Here, listen to this.
Hey, my name is Essie. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida. And I'm single, so I'm not too excited about Valentine's Day, but I'm very excited about going to see Deadpool this weekend.
She's going to see Deadpool. It's about a superhero who wears leather, who hooks up with anything and anybody, kind of like Casanova meets Legos.
That's a whole different thing. You know what I would think is fair? Why don't we move Valentine's Day to February 29th? So then it's every 4 years instead of having to do this every year. And then we can deal with it better.
That is a brilliant idea.
I'm just trying to help, John. I'm an idea guy.
Thank you. Thank you, Dino Badala. Valentine's Day is his least favorite holiday, and he's got a great innovation there, a very American innovation for changing Valentine's Day. He's a comedian and host on Sirius XM Radio. Dean, thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.